Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below. Hello everyone, how are you guys doing today? Hello. Jav here from Cut and Make Crafts, and today I am going live with one of my SVG superstar students, and we'll be talking about her journey from switching from a six-figure handmade business to making passive income from SVG cut files. So hello Leslie, how are you?
Hi Jav, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's everything on your end?
It's going fine.
What's the time on your end?
It's 8 p.m.
That's
Eastern
good.
Standard Time. I'm on the East Coast in the U.S.
Cool. Wonderful. So it's 12 p.m. on my side. It's windy. Yeah, windy weather today, which is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Good for riding. So what are you up to right now?
Right now, getting into content, the Christmas holidays with the SVGs, doing that. And then I have the party crafting as far as business. So just busy and also coaching. So a lot of transition has happened for 2023 and going into 2024. So a lot of business changes, which I guess we'll talk about from the handmade to the SVG.
Yes.
And me minimizing handmade party.
Yeah. So let me just quickly introduce everybody to Leslie. So Leslie is one of my students for SVG Superstar SVG Business Coaching Program. She joined the program last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was selling handmade crafts. She had a big six-figure handmade business. And she decided to switch to passive income, to selling SVG cut files. And today we'll be talking to Leslie about her entire journey, why she chose to go for passive income, and her handmade business journey, and everything you need to know about switching from selling handmade to selling SVGs for passive income. So hello and welcome, Leslie. It's so wonderful to have you here. So let's start from the very beginning. How did you get started with your handmade business?
Just like anybody else, doing items for family and friends. So I started, and I had a Cricut. I had the original, even with the cartridges and stuff. So I had that like in 2000, probably 12 or 13, I don't even know. But in 2017, I opened for as my Etsy shop, and I started with one product. And mm-hmm. it wasn't even far as one product. I didn't do like the five. And actually it was because my niece had a theme roll print. So I had made some roll prints like blocks. And I didn't even think anything of it. But, you know, you hope you're going to get a sale. But for me, I got a sale with Etsy within 4 days. So, and it started from there, you know. So I always tell people with the handmade, I didn't have any young kids, so I didn't have like cartoons to watch. I didn't know what was popular, but I do have a good ear as far as listening to what people want. And so I would create the products off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the business grew into far as, I mean, it just like time, it wasn't overnight. I will say I do have some experience like with SEO and listing stuff because my day job, in IT, but that has really nothing to do with it. I've developed websites and done SEO mm-hmm. stuff. So I sort of knew what to do or long tail keywords and stuff like that as far as for customers. So the business grew and I'm just working. It didn't happen overnight, but it did. And next thing I know, like in 2020, you know, with the pandemic, even before then, I was making money as far as six figures, but it was a lot of work. because I still have a daytime job.
Yeah.
So my working handmade crafts, it was taking all of my time from family, friends. I couldn't do anything. After my daytime job, I was just working and working. So it was just so much. And so eventually, like last year, I'm like, the business was growing so much, I had outgrew my basement because my craft room is in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I run my business from home in my basement. And I'm like, it just grew so much. And I was like, I outgrew my basement. And
I have I need to ask you a question.
Sure.
We're going to get into why you decided to go. But I would just for everybody's understanding, how many orders were you getting? Let's say per
like week? 100. Actually, it would be like 100 orders a month, and it was like crazy. I wasn't even controlling it. Now I literally control how many orders went like cut off, and I mean rush orders, and I burnt myself out, and It's funny because my husband and I, we didn't even know. This is how busy we were when we finally hit like 10 grand a month in hand products. We were so busy. We didn't even know how many orders. We just knew we were making it. Well, I was making it. And he was, you know, shipping it out. And we just, when we took a breather, because we wouldn't even look into the Etsy account even getting paid. We were just working. We weren't in buying materials. So it was crazy. It was just crazy. And, but I mean,
and this, sorry, I'll be asking
no. Go a lot ahead. That's fine.
And what were you actually selling? What kind of products were you?
Oh, between baby shower items, I do a lot of party favors, cake tops, a lot of centerpieces, a lot of large blocks. So it varied. So whatever the occasion was that person wanted, I made. And they were high. Now, some of them were high ticket items because some of my average item could be $150 or more, or, you know, centerpieces, $25, $35, $40 above. But then over the years, I developed a clientele with a lot of event planners. So they purchase in bulk. They don't buy one or two items. Uh-huh. They buy 20. or 10. And so then you're doing that too as well. So that's what I do. And that's really what far is with the business now. So with the event planners, that just far as
and everything.
Everything cool. Handmade. And that was like handmade.
Custom made.
Everything custom made. Whoa. And it was just a lot on here.
Yeah, completely makes sense. And so how long were you working on that business every single day?
Well, we started in August of 2017. Mm-hmm. We started in August of 2017. And we were doing far as the six figures even before the pandemic. We just were just working. But when it really got bad, like last year in 2022, I said, something has to change. I said, I can't do this anymore.
How many hours were you putting into your business?
I was putting in every hour, every weekend. Basically, it was another 40-hour a week. As far as like vacations or trips or, you know, I was turning down a lot of times. I'm sorry, I can't come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're making crafts in your home business, some people or family may think, oh, it's a hobby. But, you know, for me, my philosophy, if I'm taken away from my family, and time, it's not a hobby. It's a job.
Yeah.
And so that was the case. So, and I was like, okay, I only got two hands because you only can make so much in a period of time.
Yeah.
So the thing about going over to SVGs, I work with SVGs. I make party favors, you know, like this, you know, and this. And I'm like, so let me do stuff like this. And make it as a SVG and also make it well. So that's why, you know, so I'm like looking for some action because people just take other people's stuff and call it a SVG or download printable, but they don't know how to make it.
Yeah.
So, and that was what I was searching for. So last year we made the decision. I made like, hey, I still want passive income. I'm looking for it, you know, I'm not ready to retire yet, but I want passive income, but I want the same amount as far as I'm making $10,000 a month in handmade. Mm-hmm. I want to do $10,000 a month in SVGs.
Yes.
Or digital passive income, because then you make it that one time, which spend your time on and test it, then you don't have to touch it again, except maybe if you want to. So, yeah. But it's hard. Now, I'm not going to say the journey wasn't hard, because if you're used to that money that's already coming in from your handmade, to relinquish that and let go of SVG, that is difficult.
True, I can understand. Mm-hmm. So, because you're starting something completely from scratch, and then you have to work on it to build that momentum and get to that level. So it's a very big decision to switch from a business that is running so good that you're making six figures, and now you have decided to switch to passive income. So where do you think the urge came from, and also I want to know how long were you dreaming about this? Like, okay, I need to switch to passive income. How long were you have been thinking about it?
I mean, I was thinking about it last year, and I told people, because my party, the Party Crafter, that's my Instagram, that far as I do, and I tell people, I put in 2022 what basically I made, far as, I mean, you aren't far as the only coach, but I had different coaches, because everyone needs a coach. Yeah. I highly, to grow, you do need to invest in yourself, yes, far as a coach. I invested in myself. So I took everything out. Usually we would get new equipment or things like that. I took what we would buy as far as new equipment, and I invested in myself. Mm-hmm. So that was to everything to grow. So I knew I had to do that, because as far as just health-wise, wanting to spend some quality time with my family or have it, that's why where I knew, like, I needed the passive income, and it could be done, and I could still do the same thing. Now, will I always not do handmade stuff? I don't think so, because I really enjoy it, but I'm getting more into the coaching, but I can now control it where it's not controlling me and out of control. So for me, if you get something handmade by Leslie, it's going to be minimum. I'm not going to be doing so much a month of that, and I can control that, and it's not crazy. So in May of this year, I did something, and we talked about it throughout classes, and I turned off my Etsy shop for handmade.
Yeah,
and that was really scary. I really had to trust that, hey, this have to work, but I still was doing, I get with the coaching, and I still had some of my customers coming in. I got a lot of repeat, so that was really difficult. So, and that's when I just switched on, and the rest is history. I mean, in September, I was like, switched on, I knew, and I said, focus. And now that's where, like, it's focused. So we're just starting to see it.
Cool. I love that. So I'm going to take a pause, and Diaz Rodrigo says that you make beautiful designs, love everything you do. Leslie, that's for you.
Thank you.
And if you guys have any questions, feel free to pop them in the comment section below. We'll be taking the questions at the end of our session. Any questions for me or Leslie about her business, about her decision to switch to passive income, anything you want to ask, drop them in the comment section. And do give us a follow, give Leslie a follow, give my account a follow if you're interested in learning about SVGs. So be sure to use the comment section to interact. All right, so getting back to the question. So you joined the program sometime around last year, June, I think. And so why did you decide to join the program? So you decided to go for a passive income to start making and selling SVG cut files. So, and you are a DIYer. My question is, why did you decide to go for a coaching program rather than doing it yourself?
Well, I mean, for me, I wanted to do it right. And I don't have time for YouTube University. And I mean, I do get it. You can get some great tips from YouTube. And some people go, you know, oh, next week I'll tell you the rest. I don't have time for that because you're putting together pieces. Uh-huh. So for me, I was like, okay, let me get with the skill set. Let me find someone. And I had looked at others, but I looked at your program. And one of the things, and we talked before, I knew far as the basics. If I knew the basics, I can build off anything. As far as I'm concerned, because like a box is a box.
Yeah.
But then how to put it together. And like when you learn in your course, like the nodes where everything hit. So, you know, for me, it may not be a big thing for some people, but I'm like, these line up real close. Cause that's because I didn't look at my X and Y axes and the nodes and they're all connecting. You're not going to know that from YouTube University. You're just going to connect two squares together. But then when it's uploaded in someone's design space, it's all crooked and things like that. So I knew what I needed to learn. It's just I needed mm-hmm. to find the right coach mm-hmm. as far as doing it. So for me, that's the reason why I chose it. Because if you don't invest in yourself, I mean, to me, you get what you put into stuff. I mean,
yes,
that's it. Now, it's a discipline. It wasn't far as easy because when you're doing other things and it's life.
True.
I hope I answered far as the question. That was my reason far as on it. You know, for me, I didn't have time for you. I just wanted to go straight towards mm-hmm. someone to teach me, show me on it. And that was it.
Yeah. I love that. Cause yes, YouTube is helpful, but I suggest that for me, YouTube is good for like a quick review. Mm-hmm. But if I want a step-by-step detailed information all in one place, then I have to invest in a program. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you do have to invest in yourself, I mean, as much as possible. And eventually, and I've said that I probably will be teaching even with SVG, but I'm not for one of giving a little piece of the information. I want people to exceed and excel. I mean, for me, we are all in times where you need passive income or other jobs. Even if you have a great Forex job, everyone may need some extra income. So if I can show someone how to work from home and make extra income, that's great, because I think a lot of people, that's what they want to do. They don't know how to do it. And I think, that's one. And I think far as I sort of know where my purpose is, and that is just far as one.
Cool. I love that. And sorry, what did you, the price point of the coaching program is towards the higher end, about like $2,000 if investment. So did you have like any thoughts before you invested, or what did you think about the investment in the program?
Well, like for me, for like when you say far as equipment, so with that, I mean, and that is a high ticket coaching, so you know you're spending and you have different payments. So we just my husband and I, we talked about it and we were able to just pay that out, but other things didn't happen. So for me, I look at it, and it's really funny because I had another coaching thing and I wanted to go to this I gotta share this event, because I do the planning too. Mm-hmm. And it was one where it's more luxury, but then versus something, a coaching where you're going to get education. So you look like, okay, either I'm going to take what I can learn and I can make money and maybe next year or the following year go to that fun thing. Uh-huh. So for me, my brain is a little different. I'm going to take the education, because education and learning will help you. Okay, then I have more money, then I can go spend my leisure time. Yeah. So that's how I looked at it. I just knew something was off, because I mean, I purchased SVGs for years with the crafts, and sometimes they would come over small or they would be all messed up. And I'm like, if I'm going to sell this, because I'm always thinking about the person that get it. Mm-hmm. So if they get the SVG and it's all messed up, I mean, that's also Achilles heel. So to me, if you want to learn and learn right, I mean, invest in a coach. That's my personal opinion.
Yes, I love that. Absolutely. And I absolutely second that. Because the more you invest, the more you learn. Mm-hmm. And you get to learn from somebody who has been there, done that. and you can learn from the mistakes they have done. And it's just so much easier to have somebody out there to guide you. So yeah. I definitely agree with that. And so when you decided to sell SVGs, a lot of people have this doubt or question, like SVG market is already saturated. Am I even gonna be successful? Is this even worth it? So did you have some negative thoughts like that? And if you did, how did you overcome that?
I never had that. And I would say that for any business. I mean, some people say, okay, I fall in a niche, but I think of things like how many billion, I have this thing I want. It's like so many people, billions of people in the world. I don't even want 1% of the customers. I'll take like 0.47% and I'll still make a lot of money. When you focus on what other people are doing, you lose sight. That's just my personal opinion. It's like with the centerpieces boxes. I mean, even this SVG, which has been, I mean, it's going up to 200 less than 30 days.
Whoa. So,
and other people sell it. I mean, but you saw it. I saw it. I had to create it, and other people make it. Am I going to not make it because they didn't? I'm different. They're different. I'm happy. He's winning. She's winning. Mm-hmm. We're all winning. It doesn't make a difference to me. I don't focus on that. You do you, and that's it. I don't focus on that, because if you do, you'll never get anywhere.
I love it. That I absolutely love that, and I love how you are you have that, you don't have the scarcity mindset, you have the abundance mindset. Like, you're happy that other people are selling, you're selling it. So how did you develop a mindset like that? Because we have I get a lot of questions in relation to this specific subject. I would love to know, how did you develop this kind of mindset?
Oh goodness. I mean, that just comes with character and life experiences. I always say, when I talk with people, I'm a little older than some, and I remember years ago, I used to work at this Fortune 500 company. It was three, and I don't go into race, but three women. Everybody had different levels of experience. Mm-hmm. So one was great at speaking, and then I would always do all the marketing and the templates and stuff like that. And everybody had their place, and we were proud for each other. And I always would sit and tell people, like, I've never experienced where I never worked with a group of women. Everyone has little petty things where they work. I've been very fortunate and blessed to work with various people, different ethnicities, different things, and it's been great. I've been blessed. I'm in IT, so I work with different mm-hmm. people, and everybody's happy for each other. I mean, everyone has a family. Wherever you are around the world, we all feel the same way. It's not different. And when you expose to different things like that, cultures, different stuff, it just, for me, it's just a new how I look on life and how I look on people. I want everyone far as when everyone, you know, that's just who I am. So, and that's it.
Amazing. I love that. I love that approach. And it's so healthy and a positive way of thinking and approaching the entire subject. And we can see how it has benefited you as well in your business. Like, you were making six figures in your handmade, and now within 2 months, you have like 200 sales in your SVG shop. So that is pretty amazing way to approach the business. And then mm-hmm. you can see the success as well. So let's talk about your SVG designing journey, like the learning journey. How long did you spend learning SVG designing before you started your shop?
Before I started the shop? Doing the courses, you got to put in, I mean, in that, and you got to take Forrest's time on it, because you have the courses set up and then you grow from that. And, just doing it. Now, one of the things with me, I'm a perfectionist. So that's my Achilles heel, and it makes you slow, because I'm like, oh, it's not perfect enough. And that, with anything, if you get over that mindset, you'll never do anything. So, you just have to put as far as the time for it. And I had to, like, in May, I had to be like, hey, I paid for this course and this is what I want to do. And I'm burned out. I mean, I literally, because we were going on vacation, and I think I'm like, I want to do far as passive. I still want sales while I'm on vacation. So that was like perfect. I mean, and now that they're coming in, it's like beautiful. Oh man, I got a sale and I already did the work. That's great. Like, woo, I think that. And they just like far as coming in. So it just far as I hope just far as I asked a question on here one. So just doing that. And someone said, do you have to have an IT background for SVGs? No, you do not. That's what I do. My day job. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people feel that IT for us helps. For me, it may help with research because that's what I do. But anyone could nowadays learn to do that. So no, you do not need an IT background for SVG. You just have to have the attitude of I'm going to do something to learn something. That's all.
Yes, exactly. And I do have a student who is an ASL interpreter. And she started her shop and she's doing pretty well as well. And then we had another student who is a voiceover artist, and she's doing pretty amazing. She's got like 2,000 plus sales.
That's
in
great.
Like 2 years. So yeah, you don't need to have an IT background.
Mm-mm.
So thanks for sharing that, Leslie. So next question is, so you started your shop in May, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, and what niche did you decide to go for?
Well, and I was going to say, I didn't even really have anything in May, and I even looked at my back numbers. It was not until October. So officially, as a shop may have been up, stuff not in until October of 2023. I've always was going to be in the party supply mm-hmm. niche because that's what I do. So, mm-hmm. you know, and my Instagram is the party crafter. So the party crafter, and that's what's going to help because a lot of people like SVGs and they need to celebrate. So the party crafting, but lately now I'm going to add other products because digital downloads, far as like printed paper and stuff. I do a lot of AI stuff far as with mm-hmm. papers. And so I've been working with that. So there is a market for that, for digital downloads. And so I've been doing that too as well.
Cool. So tell us about your success with your SVG design. So how many sales did you get in the last 3 weeks? So you launched that design on, like 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
100 on the site, 147
wow.
off of the Etsy, because
wow.
I have other things on that.
Cool. So for that one design, you made around 140 sales.
Yes, 140 sales. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this sale for this design, and then this is really, I mean, some of the things you got come up is like, it's really like, okay, I'm not going to say it's stupid, but this is a Pringle can. So when you think of SVGs and when people are like, oh, I don't know what to make or I'm making, I think about what that person is buying, party favors. So I came up with taking like a simple box of Pringles because people mm-hmm. are like, oh, I want to give these as gifts. They put a balloon over this. And let's make it look like a hat. So
wow.
It looks like a cowboy hat. So only thing I'm selling for this is the template.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a circle. Mm-hmm. But you need mm-hmm. to make sure the measurements and stuff. And really, they don't even have to glue anything down. They could add stuff on it. So this even was a seller too. But it's very simple.
Yeah.
So that's as far as this thing.
So it doesn't have to be complicated. It could be a simple thing. And you could start making like hundreds and hundreds of sales for just a simple solution. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a simple solution far as on that. And that's the niche that I am. I mean, you can do the t-shirts. We do have, my husband and I have Faith and Threads. So that's another site far as, but that's more for the text. So fonts like t-shirts mm-hmm. and things like that. So we have that site too, where we do a lot of patriotic items or anything far as with family and stuff. So that's one far as joining. So we're really excited, like, for 2024 with some of the things we're going to do. So SVGs, it gives you the ability to do a lot. I mean, it's just a lot. You can take one design and you can multi-use it and come up with 10.
Totally agree. So how many designs do you have in your shop right now?
I'm bad and I have family. And this is a sad thing. No, it's not. It's a good thing, because for people that are not thinking, it doesn't take a lot. Because like I said, I only have 5 and you're doing that. So we've even did the numbers and I know the numbers. So if I take that same design and just something else 10 times, you can see how much money you can make a month. So that's pretty much it. And I know, like, for my people in here, and I have this because I know how many people I need to reach and how many SVG sales. These are digital downloads to make 10,000 a month. I know what I need to do. So, and I keep it. It's posted throughout my house. So I remember the whole purpose of it. So throughout my house, the bathroom, I have that. And it's like, so my digital and my conversion rate and all that. So I know how many I need to sell and what numbers I need to hit. So that's it. So
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love how focused you are, and you have it. Like, you've set the goal and you've set the reminder. You have reminders everywhere in your house that this is what you're going to do. This is the route you got to take. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love that. So let me just review. So you have around 5 designs in your shop.
5 designs in my shop.
And you have made around how many sales?
147 sales.
Cool. So just 5 designs and you have made 147 sales. Mm-hmm. That is so amazing. So can you tell us, how did you manage to drive traffic to your store to get around 147 sales from just 5 products?
From the Party Crafter, my site, so that's where it is. And I have the SVG Craft Studio. I do have that Instagram, but the Party Crafter, that has the followers, I have the subscribers, and that's a platform. So I've been using that, and that's where far as the sales drove from. And I think even like this video itself, you know, with that, I think I had like 789,000 views on that video. And I would say like the templates there, and this one is like another one and a couple thousand far as on that. So that's where I'm driving. So the social media, and you can just start from that. You just have to start, and you don't have to be someone, I got a lot of followers to get there. You just got to do it and show it, and you got to be consistent. If you don't put anything in time into anything, you're not going to get anything. Mm-hmm. And you'll just be like, next year, oh, maybe I'll do it this year, you know.
True. Completely agree. And do you have any suggestions for collabs, doing collaboration with already established accounts, already established crafters, or somebody to give a boost to your business, to give a boost to your shop or something like that?
Well, for the Party Crafting, I do collaborate with people, other crafters I have. I started that, and every quarter, you know, I have like goals or like how many, you know, eventually I like far as on another platform do like a coaching, because I'm going to roll out my coaching for the Party Swipe, but collaborate with other coaching like far as yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's like on my goal list that I want to check off. So I set goals and stuff on that, but I do collaborate with some people, but more or less far as like brands right now, a couple of them, but that's for the Party Crafter far as that I'm collaborating with, and that's pretty much it. I really far as think about far as who I'm collaborating with, because I'm more far as the craft niche, and I want it aligned right. And it just has to, you know, like feel right.
Cool. I love that. So I'm going to ask you about your goal setting, because you are so on point with that. You're so focused with that. But before we talk about the goal setting, I want to know, how did the SVG Superstar coaching program help you in achieving your goal?
Help me far as achieve my goal. Well, one, far as just start. I mean, and you have to see it. For me, you have to see it. And even with like Etsy, and I'm not even going to sit and say every, at the end of the day, it's about the money. And I mean, I have a website, so I got money coming from that, but then Etsy. But when I saw that and looked at the numbers that SVG could supersede as far as my handmade business, it was like a no brainer once it just, you know, just started. Not that I don't like my handmade business, but sometimes you want a break. So that was one of the things. But taking the course as far as structure, I mean, learning the foundation, for me, that's important, how to do it and how to build. So even if you see something, I come from a background, my mother is a sewer. She taught in the college level. So pattern making. And so I learned how to make, I was sewing for high school's cheerleaders and making prom gowns for people when I was in high school and junior high school. So everything starts with the foundation. So when anyone listens to me, like on a party, I always talk about foundation. So for me, with your course, learning the foundation. So some people will, well, no, I don't do that. I don't know what that is. So like, actually, one of the things you're going to see next week on the Party Crafters, one of the things that we learned where we have the, I can't think of the name of it. It's like the little Christmas box, the crackle little box. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying, well, in my culture, we've never had that. But now I put my own twist on it. And it's something that I'm used to seeing. So I can't wait to introduce that. So I just learned first the foundation. Of course, just, you know, the foundation in SVG.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. And so let's talk about the goal setting. So how do you set your goals and how do you stay focused? You have it so well organized. You've printed it. You have it set up. Stuck it all over your house, and you know how much traffic you need to drive and every single thing. It's broken down into digestible size. So how do you go with that?
I mean, it's not perfect all the time because I mess up. I have to constantly bring myself back to it. I mean, you know what to do. Like this year has been one with the goals and incorporating far as a system and what I have to focus on. So I have certain days where this is all I do and block out of time. You know, a lot of times, you can get on the social media and you can spend hours and lose time looking. So I think far as the mindset, like I want somebody looking at me, not me looking at them. So where am I going to spend my time? Am I going to invest my time in learning something to do so people can look at me or I give something of value, or I'm going to waste my time looking at them? So it's just a mindset, and I set my goals. I mean, what you want in your life, is that where you want to focus on. So if you want more freedom, more extra money on something, you got to do things and focus on those things that are going to bring you that. So that's what I do. So I don't look at this other SVG business or this other party crafting business, what they're doing. You may see other stuff for inspiration, but I focus on myself.
Cool. I love that. It's so important to stay focused in a business if you want to achieve a certain goal. So thanks for stating that. We're almost towards the end of the discussion. I would love to know if you have any suggestion for people who want to join SVG Superstar coaching program.
Well, if they have any questions, they can reach out to you. I mean, do some research. What do you want to do? And you're going to have to, some work as far as learning. And that's what I would as far as do. I mean, and people always do like New Year's resolution. You know, the time is like start like now. You know, like if you go to the doctor and they say, and I'm guilty of this, hey, you need to stop eating this. You don't sit and say, well, okay, I got Thanksgiving coming, Christmas coming. Can I start doing this in January? They're like, no, you need to stop doing this or your health. So it's a mindset. And then like, okay, what you're going to do?
Cool. I love that. Like, if you want to do it, just get into it right now.
Yeah, just go and do it the right way. And that's the thing. I mean, it's nothing like doing something and it's the wrong way.
Yep, love that. And so last question, how do you think, actually, what are your feelings after finishing the program, after staying in the program for 12 months?
What are my feelings? I feel like it's a community. I don't feel like it's like gone. I mean, we still have the Facebook group for our support. You're still there if I have a question. I don't feel like lost. I don't feel also, I always felt that you want to see that we succeeded. And as a coach, if we don't succeed, you look like, okay, is there something I need to do to make sure if I'm not done something on that? So I don't take it far as, anyway, I mean, that's one of the things you want, you know, it's, I don't feel like it's okay. Hey, I didn't got your money. Go on about your business. You've never been that way. You've been very supportive. If you have a question.
Cool. Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Really appreciate it. So any last thing you want to add to this conversation, or if you guys have any questions from Leslie or from me, feel free to pop them in the comment section. We have around 5 more minutes because my asthma is kicking in. And I have to take off soon because I'm starting to struggle. So any questions you guys have, or Leslie, you want to add something to this conversation?
No, I mean, far as you can invest in yourself, I mean, that's the first step. And if it's something you want to do, or a lot of times people are seeing, but I mean, if I've seen some questions or any hesitation, people need to, you know, just far as just do it. And
cool.
So, and I think that's more of a question for you. How much is
yeah? More? So the program is around $2,000, but I'll be running a special deal at the end of this month, so stay tuned for that. So Leslie, what are your next steps? What are you planning to do to grow your SVG business?
Continue as far as to add and add on from what I have. That's the key, and I've had the stuff just putting it up there, and that's it. And I'm thinking of far as maybe even with the party crafter for my handmade stuff, eventually I might even just take all that down and that shop just has SVG, because I have, you know, close to 10,000 sales and stuff on that. So that's what I'm thinking about doing.
Cool. I love that. And how are you feeling about the SVG business in general? What does the future look like from your perspective?
I think because I do a lot of party supplies and event stuff, I think the SVG business, digital download business, is booming because we're in the technology. Mm-hmm. People are doing a lot of things themselves. They can't go to, how much can you get from Party City or Amazon? Or people are making them things. Things are expensive, so they want to do something. So I don't see that it's slowing down at all.
Cool. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're
amazing.
Welcome.
It was amazing chatting with you. I love your mindset. Thanks. Very growth focused and very positive mindset. This is the mindset we need to run a successful business. Please follow Leslie. She shares amazing stuff, and you can learn a lot about running a business. And of course, if you're interested in party decor and SVGs like that, Leslie's your go-to person. Give her a follow. And thank you, everybody, for joining.
Thanks.
You, Leslie, for your time. It was wonderful chatting, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.